Welcome to the Better Part Podcast. I'm Jenna Scott, a wife, mom of seven, and most importantly, daughter of Christ. Jesus wants more for us than the chaos, comparisons, and confusion of this modern life. Let's grow toward Him as we journey through motherhood together. Hello and welcome back. This is the last episode of the prayer series, and as a special treat, an added treat, I have my friend Marcy here. I've already mentioned her in past episodes because she helps me out in the Instagram world because I am a grandma. So welcome, Marcy.
Yay.
Marcy and I were just remembering how we know each other. We met each other, I guess, through a friend of a friend-ish. But you babysat for me.
Yeah.
One time.
Babies.
Early on.
Yeah.
You were single.
I was single, living with our friend, our mutual friend, we'll
yes.
say it, Nikki Scansella.
Gets a shout out. She's the best.
The best.
We love her.
And they were
and
small.
Her husband.
And her husband. I lived with her, her husband, and her baby.
And her children.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. And you had littles.
Yeah.
Two
and
babies.
I was teaching online at the time, mm-hmm. like twice a week kind of class. And you came and watched my kids for me at least once, maybe twice.
And I remember eating at a round table together.
Wow, good
like
job.
Like they were eating a snack and then we chatted.
We remember random things because I also remember you telling me about Camp Gladiator.
Yeah.
And giving high fives.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, not anymore. But
well, good for past Marcy.
Yeah, I did it.
So, but we've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
And we go to the same church and...
Tons of mutual friends.
Yeah. You and I aren't like seeing each other constantly.
No.
But I think there's a mutual love and respect.
Yeah. And like Marco Polo friends. Like we always like kind of get to these touch points where we're like trying to connect. So I was so excited
That's
to be here.
True. That's yeah. I know. It's true. Like we'll like go back and forth on Marco Polo like hard and heavy for a week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're like, gotta go.
We forget about each other.
Very on brand for both of us. And it's not hurtful.
No, it's
authentic.
Not. I'm never hurt.
No.
Not once.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're here. Marcy is awesome. And she has had a relationship with the Lord for a while.
Yeah.
Right? And grown in motherhood. She now has three beautiful little girls.
Yeah.
One of mine kind of looks like they belong in your family.
Totally.
Yeah.
I could steal Maggie.
Yeah. She could fit right in
yeah.
with all your girls. And yeah. How old are your girls?
Four. Okay. Fresh three last week. And then about to be one next month.
Yay.
Yeah.
So fun. So you can relate with anyone out there who has littles.
Yeah. Real littles.
It's hard to make time
busy.
To pray. Yeah, because they're just, they don't care about your routine that much.
Or, like, your autonomy whatsoever.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't, yeah.
Lots of needs.
Yeah, yeah. But, okay, so I would like to talk today about a couple questions I've gotten from listeners mm-hmm. to kind of speak on this last episode. And then also just a few last things that have kind of been, like, in my heart that I've never spoken about in these episodes but would love to bring up. Mm-hmm. Just is another way to reach the Lord, another way to connect with Him. Mm-hmm. And then if there's anything else that you can think of, like along the way,
sure,
would love to hear it. So firstly, I would like to ask you, this is kind of a get to know you question too, but this is something that a listener asked and I was like, this is so great. Would you speak to your relationship with the different parts of the Trinity? So God, the Father, God, the Son, the Holy Spirit, who do you feel closest to? And does that change?
Yeah. Yeah. So the three separate, yeah, it has changed and been like in different seasons. I've had different relationships of like what my needs are. And I feel like in the beginning, I had a real need for God the Father. Like I had to be loved mm-hmm. as His beloved daughter. And I had to hear that I was His precious child. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of healing in that. Mm-hmm. But like right now in this season of postpartum, I'm like kind of freshly coming out of it. Like mm-hmm. she's going to be a year next month. And I feel like that's whenever like I just start waking up in general. And so it is like, I have felt like postpartum had been super close to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But recently, and I guess it's this Lent in general. I don't know if that now I'm like timing the episode. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's been Jesus and He has been mm-hmm. this like romantic Jesus that I've like needed. So it really has been different, and I have different Holy Spirit. I have like, I think a daily kind of, I call on the Holy Spirit to like, whenever I am just at a loss.
Yeah.
As a mom, as because a human.
Because you need him.
Yeah.
Because
I need him. Yeah. And I'm like teaching my girls that. Like, we are come Holy Spirit. And so, like, Jesus and I are just this Lent journeying through him, just reminding me of our relationship, getting back to the origins of it. That he's like, first, you were mine. And, like, you were not always a mom. And
yes.
It's been so good. It's been so good. So, really, I would say Jesus... As, and even that relationship with Jesus has been different. Like, there's been times he's been a brother or a friend, or a guide. And right now he has been,
like the love of your life.
The love of my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm coming out of postpartum. So like all my you know, like even with your husband.
Yes.
So I'm kind of like coming to Jesus this Lent, like really honest, being like, okay, we've been passing ships and it's like not working for me.
Yes. Like you can like be you with do. Your
yeah.
husband.
Yeah. What I had to say to my husband. Yeah.
Yes.
And so even,
let's fall back in love with each other.
Yeah. Like this isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And in that same sense, like it was... there were things that we did, me and Jesus, that he puts into place into my heart, these rhythms that I have, that he's like, okay, we are passing ships, but we're still connecting, like, really loosely.
Well, like in your daily prayer, are you speaking to Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Always or right now?
I feel like right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But prior to that, it was more like God the Father.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, throughout your day when you're asking for help. You're asking from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Come Holy Spirit.
But if you look at like my journal, I feel like it, if you would look at the years past, it just depends on the season. Like there are times where I'm like, I have totally journaled for the Holy Spirit. And even in like, like been like creative ways where one time, I don't know, it was like a group of friends and us in our singleness, we were like, we're going to pray to like the Trinity. And it was really fruitful to like take that time.
Like, what does that mean? What does that look like? Like, were you praying each day toward each of them separately?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And looking at those relationships uniquely and talking to them.
That's so cool.
Uniquely to what I needed.
Because you have an amazing group of girlfriends that you've been journeying with for how long?
Oh, gosh. I think we were...
Like, super long.
Oh, yeah. Like, 10 years. We went from being, like, all single and young. So I want to say we started, like, fall 2013.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
When I was having Clara.
When you were having... when we met.
When I was having my first child.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And so we were meeting like, you know, and then it's all season. So like we were meeting every Monday and doing all these things. And so...
Yeah. Because I remember y'all did like Totus Tuus.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Right?
Consecration
to Mary. Mm-hmm. And you've done different things through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something to speak on too in general with prayer is like all these things are... easier when you have the community kind of bolstering you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any kind of friendship. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about people though. I mean, there are saints, there are many people, missionaries that are really alone. And of course God sustains.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you think of John the Baptist in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
but having those friends, I'm sure like continues on, especially for people like you and I who do get distracted.
Yes.
Yeah. You start looking away,
mm-hmm.
and then we have friends that are like, this is what I'm doing. Where are you at? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Or I get very graspy. Like, I get very controlling where I'm, like, doing all the things.
Yeah.
And I realize that I'm, like, doing too many things.
Yes.
So then I'm like, I need a friend to be like, just choose one. Just do one well.
Yes. Have you had, totally going off the notes, but have you had a good spiritual director that guides you in that as well?
I've not done like a formal spiritual direction.
Okay.
I've gone seasons where I've had like confessors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that kind of forms into it. And then I've...
You get spiritual directions.
Right. That, yeah. And then I have had great... I always like try to put myself at the foot of some... Which is why I think we Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Like at the foot of someone who's like a little ahead. Like ahead of me in motherhood. Or like maybe. Even faith. Like anything, I try to like find those women that I'm kind of like...
Like a mentor in a sense. I do the same.
Yeah.
I do the same. And to clarify for anyone listening, like a spiritual director could be a mentor that you meet with very regularly. I've really loved having a spiritual director. Mm. And that's helpful for me because oftentimes I'm like, I don't really know what direction I'm going. And I want to start a million things and I need to be which direction is right. Mm-hmm. And a spiritual director can help me piece through that and also just pray for me as I discern that. Mm-hmm. But a confessor would be maybe a priest that you go to regularly for confession, mm-hmm. always to the same person. Mm-hmm. And that way they can kind of see how you're, see your patterns better mm-hmm. and give better feedback during confession, which is such a grace as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what about you?
I'm the same. I mean, Jesus was always my love. That's who I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. I love that you said the romantic thing, because when I first got to know him, I shared a little bit in an episode about my experience with him in high school, just like seeing him for real, like, oh my gosh, this is a real person. Yeah. And it was romantic. Mm-hmm. And that sounded weird to me. I remember telling my mom was like, okay, like that's interesting, you know, and not that she didn't have those certain experiences as well, but like, it was kind of like, I had never heard of that before, like a romantic relationship with Jesus, but that's what he did for me. Like, mm-hmm. that's what he showed me. Mm-hmm. And I think there's always been a level there mm-hmm. of like that love, mm-hmm. that true love. And it's not weird to be in love with Jesus, but like you, I've had certain times where like, he's very much like a big brother to me. Mm-hmm. And I have two awesome big brothers who I just adore. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a very comfortable relationship for me. I think of him as like someone showing me the ropes and who cares about me and like would fight for me, you know, like a big brother. And then also just like a friend, you know, like a pal. So I think Jesus has always been my guy. Mm-hmm. But like you too, like the Holy Spirit, like I need him so desperately in my life that I'm calling on him a lot. And then as I learn about the gifts of the Holy Spirit or the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and I learn about these specific things, I think I've prayed to him in my daily prayers sometimes specifically about those things. Maybe whatever, asking in hope for gifts or asking for fruits when I need them, patience, whatever. And then I shared too, like God the Father has grown for me, but I think that that's such a beautiful relationship that a lot of women first start with is God the Father. Would you say? Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
But that to me feels very nurturing and feels very comfortable, like a father. And so I think in prayers when I'm like, I just want to be comforted. I want to be like with someone who loves me. I don't know. Then God the Father's the guy. But it goes in seasons.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think Jesus is pretty much my primary.
Yeah.
I love him.
I did too. And he loves us.
I know, he does.
He's
he
too
does.
Good.
He does. So, okay. So another question that was asked and I think could be really helpful is talking about what is your routine for prayer? Mm-hmm. So like when you're sitting down for your daily prayer, you have your set aside time, you're doing it all, right? Mm-hmm. You set aside everything, you're sitting down. What does that look like for you? Do you have a set routine you do typically?
Yeah. I have to come to, like, I have to have something bring me in, mm-hmm. right? Because, like, usually it's very abrupt. Like, I'm, like, doing something and then I'm immediately jumping into it.
Right.
So I've been doing, lately, praise and worship.
Cool.
Just in my headphones. Like, it's been so helpful. Kids are around. They can be watching a show, but, like, I'm in my headphones.
I like it.
And it is, and I'm right now listening to Lauren Daigle. Well, actually, I don't know why I'm saying right now. For, like, the past 5 years, I've been listening to Lauren Daigle's Look Up Child.
Also right now.
Yeah, right now. It's so good. So, anyway, cool. I've been, like, picking a song from there. And then that kind of, like, brings me in. And then I have to journal it all out. And I'm saying this is like in my, what I'm doing right now, but also in the season of like postpartum being a little more free.
Right.
But like, so that sometimes like even in postpartum is like, if I'm not sitting there journaling because like my prayer time, my hands are full, like it has to be this, like my thoughts are all coming out and I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm a verbal processor. And so then the Lord usually in that is like so gentle and is like, this is what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. Like just prompting your heart.
Yeah. Or I'll see myself like starting to journal and I'm like putting all my thoughts down and then he will start like answering that and like what the words I'm saying. And I'm like, that's not my thought.
Yes.
That's your word. So then I can like recognize that he's like, this is where I want to like call you out of that. Whatever. Such the a worries, gift. The thing, yeah. And from your podcast, I used to do acts pretty,
like, did you?
Mm-hmm. I used to do it all the time. And so I've started doing, I did it this Lent.
Nice.
It's been great. Yeah. Yeah.
Just it's kind a of, nice little routine.
Yeah. And I've been using it as my journaling. Mm-hmm. And then, okay. So I always like do something where I get it all down and then I have to do something with the word. So whether that's daily readings or a Bible study, I've done Jesus Calling where I've read that or like read the, if,
Yeah, I got you.
So something where I'm in scripture and the Lord, I mean, he speaks to me in so many ways, right? But like, I have to be in the word, obviously his word.
Yeah.
And then somehow, somewhere journaling, reading scripture. Cause I'll go like scripture back to journaling.
Sure. Then, yeah. Like something hits you and you're like, I got to talk to God.
Yeah. Or even like I write it out because I'm like, I gotta tell someone about how beautiful this is. Like, I'm like, this is so beautiful.
I know. I know. I did the same.
And then like somewhere it's just like the pen drop. Like he's like, just be with me. Just be with me. Right. Like the guy who loves us so much. And then I'm like, okay, we're together. And I try to honor that of just pausing and being silent and just being with him. Meditative prayer. But just being with him. And it sounds like, and sometimes that can last, like, because usually it's like meditative prayer, and then I'm like, I'll just be here until someone needs me.
Truly.
Yeah.
I do the same sometimes.
And I'll end
it's,
with a...
It's dependent on what the kids allow.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, oh, sometimes I can have a set time, and then I can close it really beautifully.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're in the middle of, like, the most beautiful meditation ever, and someone comes in on you, and you're like, hello. But I think sometimes, though... That is the Lord, too. Like, I think sometimes, like, we can be so constrictive about what we expect from our prayer or expect from ourselves in prayer or the amount of time that we want. Mm-hmm. And God is speaking to us through the kid that comes in crying.
Yeah, he's like, do the thing we talked about.
Right.
Like, we don't need to talk about, like, you want to grow in patience.
Here it is.
Go do it. Yeah, right. I know, for sure.
Sometimes. I remember, sorry, I'll let you.
No, finish. That's it. Tell me.
Okay. Well, I remember there was one time that I wanted to go to Mass so badly because we had a school day and it was just the worst. I don't remember why, but like everyone's melting down or falling apart or it was really hard or I was felt like I was pulling teeth trying to get someone to try their best at math or whatever.
I call my kids Chinese finger traps. Like I'm pulling harder so then they're pulling harder.
Yes. Yeah,
those days.
Yes. So it was like that and I was like, I just want to go to Mass. All I want to do is just go to Mass right now. And I realized that my kids could not handle it, right? And I was, like, praying. I was like, Jesus, I just want to be with you. And he was like, but right now you need to make lunch for your kids. And that is the vocation he called me to. Mm-hmm. And he didn't call me to go to Mass that day. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, it was this weird recognition of, like, what a lot of mothers had told me before of, like, no, sometimes loving your kids is your prayer. Mm-hmm. And I don't love when people say that because I think it can be cop-out, right? Yeah. It can be a cop-out like, hey, you don't have to pray. You're good. Yeah. You're good. You're taking care of your kids. And I'm like, no. You still need to pray. But sometimes God is calling us to like, hey, I know you wanted to do this. And it now you actually need to take time with this baby who's crying, you know? And sometimes he's speaking to us through that. So anyway, that was...
No, I think that is so beautiful. Like him just also calling out to be... recognizing his presence in those tasks.
Yeah.
I don't love when people also tell me, they're like, your life's a prayer. And I'm like, is it? I'm telling you, priest, that it's not.
Right. Or like, yeah, maybe it could be. Like, I want it to be.
Yeah.
But if I'm not putting blocks in place where I'm actually approaching God, it's going to be really hard for me to make my life a prayer. Mm-hmm. Like, I could make lunch for my kids out of love for the Lord, or I could just make lunch for them. Mm-hmm. Or worse yet, I can make lunch for them out of resentment. Mm-hmm. And like, those are very different. I'm still making lunch for the kids. Mm-hmm. And I might look exactly the same, but my heart's in a different place, right. You know?
Yeah. No, that's true.
So I was just talking about this like prayer routine with a lot of different women. And it's so interesting because a lot of them kind of followed different but similar formats. Like, we need a way to call ourselves to God. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, a lot of times I'm, like, ending, I'm just putting a kid down from a nap, I'm just answering a few questions, then I'm jumping into my prayer chair, and I, like, I need a moment. So I start personally on just trying to visualize Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I am not visual. I cannot conjure images in my head. It's just not what, something I can do. So it's hard.
Yeah.
But that's a way that I can ask God, like, will you please let me see you? Mm-hmm. And to be honest, sometimes it just doesn't come, mm-hmm. but I'm trying. And I also have a really big picture of Jesus that I'll stare at.
I was going to say, you have, like, inspiration.
I have a really big picture that I'll just stare at because I think it gets me to focus, mm-hmm. and it reminds me of that person I love. So I'm like, oh. Yes, Jesus, here you are. I love you. So I take a few minutes for that. And then most of the time I do my rosary then, but lately I've been doing my rosary separately from my normal prayer time just because of how the timing has worked out for my normal prayer. But I normally do my rosary then because I love the rosary so much. And then after that, I spend time in scripture. Mm-hmm. I normally have a book I'm going through. And so whether that's a gospel or whatever, and I'll read sometimes a chapter, sometimes just mm-hmm. like a little paragraph or a verse, you know, whatever it takes for me to like kind of like call my mind to what he wants to share with me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm reading a chapter and I'm like, Lord, is it here? And he's like, keep reading. And so I keep reading.
I love that.
And so I just read whatever it is, right? I read and then I journal. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a verbal processor, for sure. We're kind of similar, aren't
we? Yeah.
I am verbal processing, and then normally in that, I start to see where his hand is, and it's like, okay, that's enough. Mm-hmm. Set down your journal.
Just be with me.
Just spend time with God, mm-hmm. right? And in those moments, I mean, those are moments that, like, I think, I mean, kind of what I talked about in the meditative episode, like, if you are not consistently doing that, mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to get there, at least for me. Mm-hmm. I'm very distractible, and if I'm not in the routine, it's hard to get to a place where I can just like silence. Mm-hmm. But as I'm like practicing it, then it can be like the freaking best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. It's like my favorite ever because mm-hmm. I'm just being with God. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then I kind of end it pretty much with that. Like, yeah. Lord Jesus, thank you. A lot of times I'll, like, come back to my journal and say, thank you so much. I love you. Or I'll write down.
I always end with, I love you. Yeah. I always feel like such a little girl. Like I say, I'm like, I love you, bye. Like, whenever my kids are walking in and I'm like, is that an immaturity in me? But
no,
I think it's like,
I don't
my
think
love
it
of Jesus. Oh, yeah.
I don't think it is. It's like ending a phone call with someone you love. And you're like, I love you. Bye.
And I kind of am like, I love you. I'll be with you in a little bit. Like, yeah. I'll see you later.
See you later.
See you later.
See you later. I love it. Yep. But it is helpful to hear about different routines. And I feel like when I was talking to all these different women, we're talking about routines, a lot of them had a moment where you call to you know, prayer, mm-hmm. a moment where you kind of have to gather yourself. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of them had some kind of scripture mm-hmm. to kind of give some juice to go on mm-hmm. or some kind of content, mm-hmm. some kind of content. Even the rosary could be content for you.
Sure.
And like you're focusing on a mystery and then you can kind of go off of that. But something to kind of like give your mind a latch on to mm-hmm. and then some amount of verbal prayer, whether that's prior or like before or after meditative prayer and then some meditative prayer. And I feel like most people did that. And then are you a good intercessor? I'm not the best intercessor, if I'm being honest.
I'm trying to do better. We do like family intercessions and cool. I've gotten better. Like, but so in my prayer time, right. I'm like not great at it.
But another time in your day.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah. We're mm-hmm. doing it. And like, we like write out certain ones and it's been mm-hmm. helpful. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm just like, when people are like, pray for me, I try to write it down. And like me and my kids are praying. If you ask, me and my kids are praying.
It's happening.
So that's helpful. But I keep pointing on this audio podcast. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful. But I'm doing the Walking with Purpose Bible study and it has a spot for intercessions.
Oh, cool.
So it's in there. I have my bookmark there, but I'm mm-hmm. also interceding already for my kids and my husband. So usually I'm like, okay, these people are going to be, but that's where I write it down. Then I take them to
and then
kids
you,
later.
Yeah. And then it's part of like your daily routine
yeah.
with your kids. Mm-hmm. I think that for me, I find most fruitful for me in interceding is right after the meditation, because I feel like I'm right in front of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking at him eye to eye and then I'm like, hey, I have some things I want to give you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that is for me, the most fruitful way I can present it to him.
Kind of like lay it with him.
Yeah, because I'm like, hey, here these are. Because I think sometimes I can feel really like, oh, I need to do this beautiful prayer. I need to do this 10-minute long prayer for this one intention. And if I'm not doing it, then I'm not really interceding for this person. And it's like, no, you don't need to. Like, if Jesus is right there and you're like, hey, can you take care of this? That's really all you need. Like, yeah. He doesn't need
some
flowery prayer for me to give to him. Like, I can just give it to him. But that sometimes is, like, the end of my prayer, too, is, like, the little intercessions. But I don't have a great routine for that. We do it with our kids.
Yeah.
Before bed, we do intercessions. Okay, so I would like to kind of close out with thinking about your journey in prayer and in faith. Mm-hmm. Do you see some patterns of times that have been, like, harder for you in prayer? In, like, mothering, not mothering, like, are there any, like, seasons that you know, like, this can be kind of tough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. My answer is yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it hasn't always been easy for you.
Yeah, I'm in a unique bird that it's hard for me sometimes. Yeah.
Wow.
You guys might not relate, listeners. but I would say any season of schedules being off. So, like, really summer used to always throw me off. And I guess a little bit now, too, just because, like, even though my kids aren't in school, like, summer session, like, summer's just different.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot more things. So yeah,
you're, like, out swimming during nap time, so you're not praying at night time.
Yeah. And you're, like, I'm, like, always on the go. Like, I'm, like, doing a lot of things. Yeah.
Like, little camps, VBS, whatever.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
So I would say schedules when they're off. So, obviously, that means postpartum. I would say postpartum more than pregnancy. Because I think pregnancy, I feel connected to the Lord, and I'm, like, about to do this big thing, and I think I'm always, like, get your mind and your heart right, and so I'm, like, training for a marathon.
I'm the same. Ugh. Like, I'm about to have a baby, so I'm, like, I gotta really pray
hard. And you're, like, about to, like, meet heaven. Like, it's just so powerful, so I'm, like, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, postpartum is so hard.
Yeah.
And so, for everything.
Yeah.
So then it really, there's just no consistency. Or, like, when I do get into a good rhythm and then something changes.
Right.
Like, we had this season where my two, we just had two, and I think I was pregnant, and, like, they both would sleep, like, 2 hours at the same time.
Gorgeous.
Every day. I could, like, make my bed. I had prayer time in a clean bedroom.
What a time of life.
Oh, it was so
what
wonderful.
A time of life that
and then,
was, Marcy.
Man, when things got rocky, I was like, wait, when do I pray?
Yeah.
It's hard.
So what did you do? Did you choose a different time of the day, or did you try to, like, have to, like, force your life back into that routine?
I brought it to my husband.
Okay.
I brought it to confession because I was just like, it was just not happening.
Yeah.
And then, like, when it's not happening, if my routine's off, like, it is not happening. And so then I don't know who it was. But it was like, give them your first fruits in planning of your day. Because in my brain, I couldn't get out of, like, I used to always be first fruits morning. And then I was like, first fruits nap time. And then I was like, what do I do when I don't have those?
Right.
So someone was like, you got it. You do have to plan it out. And so you brought it up in your podcast, but me and my husband have been so good at it. It's almost like this check-in of, like, I didn't pray this morning.
Mm-hmm.
My second plan B also didn't happen. Like, that's not where I'm at. And that used to wreck me.
Right.
That my plan B didn't work out.
Right.
So now plan C, I'm going to put the baby down.
Go down.
Yeah. And I'm going to pray. And, like,
and it's not the worst.
No.
Like, in the evening, when I pray in the evening, it's not that big of a deal. I think that I have this idea of what my evening is going to look like. And so it doesn't even feel like prayer is a part of it, which is a bummer in itself.
Yeah, because I'm just, like, getting to bed. That's
right.
It.
Right. I just, yeah. But it's like, no, it actually can be a really nice time.
Yeah.
It can be a really nice time with God. So definitely not a throwaway time of the day for prayer. And it happens. Yeah. I mean, Garden of Gethsemane, that was probably evening, right? Some really good praying Jesus did.
Super good praying. That is what postpartum is like.
That is what it's like.
The spirit agony.
The spirit is willing, but this flesh is weak. That is exactly what postpartum is like. I'm the same.
Yeah.
Postpartum, it's the routine. Mm-hmm. It's the routine that's so off that throws everything. And then I think, too, I'm really sleepy.
Yeah, I'm tired.
And tired. And so it's hard for me, like, when I'm just, like, sitting in my comfy little chair with my Bible, I'm like, where's my brain?
Yeah. And I think the needs. Like, there's times I get so stuck in postpartum where I'm like, do I shower? Do I That's eat? True. Do I feed the baby?
That's true.
Do I change a diaper?
Right.
Do I pray? Like, then I struggle with, like, the next best thing in those, right, like, first beginning months, because you're, yeah, like, living in 24 hours.
This is so good for me to be thinking about right before postpartum. But I think in those moments, I'm so grateful. And maybe this is why you and I have, like, before we have a baby, we're like, we really need to have some time with the Lord. But I really kind of have to depend on the relationship that I've already built,
yeah,
with God. I already know him. I know his voice. Mm-hmm. He's my buddy, mm-hmm, right? So in the moments when I'm like, I have a spare 10 minutes and only 10 minutes, what should I do? I can look to him and be like, dude, help me out here. What do I need to do? And like he talked to Jesus. Dude.
And it's true. And he shows up.
He shows up and he, yeah, can guide that because I know him. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's really important for someone who is in a season where you can pray. It's like, you really need to build. Mm-hmm. It's a time of foundation building, mm-hmm, right? Because life goes all over the place and you don't know where it's going to go. So yeah, postpartum's tricky. Yes, schedules changing is so tricky. Do you find, like, I can find that when things are going really great, I'm really, like, solid with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then when things are hard, I'm like, I won't go to prayer first. I'm kind of like, let me fix myself before I come to you, Lord. Mm. Which is, you know, that's my own kind of woundedness.
Yeah, no, right? For sure.
But I think some people are the opposite. When things are hard, they're like, immediately, I need you, Jesus. Mm. And then when things are good, they're like, I don't really need you that much.
Oh, right? Interesting. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I wonder
if do you find one way or the other for yourself?
I definitely, when times are good, love to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I like almost feel like me and him are...
Yeah.
Right? That's what I just said right now. Like, I'm coming out of postpartum, so I'm like, woo! Me and Jesus are so great. Mm-hmm. And then when times are hard, when times are bad, I struggle. It depends what it is. So yeah, if it's like a me thing, and he's done, actually I can say this as a healed thing. I should like praise it as a glory. I worked on so much that I always felt like I had to come to him clean and ready and presentable. And through dating my husband, through marriage, like there's been so many healing things. So actually when you were talking, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't do that anymore.
That's beautiful.
I really don't. But I think when times are hard in the sense that like right now it feels like we're in the storm of mothering that... I do. I go to him, man, a lot.
Like, in need.
Oh, yeah.
In need.
Yeah.
I think that it's like a woundedness thing, I mm-hmm. think. But I think when, even in the storm of life, I think I'm like, I'm so focused on fixing this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm not even looking up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm so focused on like, what do I need to do here? What do I need to do here? And when I'm talking to him, it's like, Jesus, what should I do? Very action. You and I are coworkers.
Yeah.
Let's work on this together. What do I need to do here? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not so much like
resting in him.
Yeah. Which, I mean, maybe that's natural. Like I think of like our relationship with our husbands, right? When like, whenever all the kids are freaking out, you kind of are like coworkers. You're kind of like partners, like, do this, I do this.
Yeah, you gotta speak in code. Like, we're go. Yeah.
Right. You're not necessarily, like, gazing into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
But still, I don't want to, like, lose intimacy during that time because I'm so focused on what's happening.
It's why I named my daughter Olive.
Yeah?
Because I felt in the storm and I felt like I was just thinking about drowning and he was so good in my pregnancy that he was like, I mean, I had...
Because you had some hard pregnancies.
Terrible pregnancies, and I had a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
So I was like about to have my third kid, and everyone was like, how old is your oldest? I was like, 3.
Yeah.
And I have
so little.
It's hard. So I was like looking in the storm, and it was like during Mass, and it was during a homily of Father Edwin, and the name was like on the list, but he was like, the Lord was so good that he was like, I'm giving you this olive branch. Like, you're still in the storm, but like, stop gazing down. Like, look at the rain. Like,
here I am.
Here I am. And it's not like, he didn't say like, here's land. You're on the other end.
Right.
Like, that's heaven. It's over.
No,
that's heaven. And it's not. And I'm in the storm. But he was like, but you, like, I give you the olive branch that I've already won the battle.
Right.
So just keep your eyes on me.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, I am with you. That personality.
Preach.
Was, yeah.
Preach.
I want to look in the storm, but yeah, we have to keep our eyes.
Yeah.
Our eyes up.
It's like Peter, right? Stepping out into the water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like staring at him. Like, keep your eyes on him. Mm-hmm. Whatever the waves come. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. I want to hit on one more thing just before we go, because we're ending this prayer series. Something that is, we've brought up because it's so important and it has affected my prayer life so specifically, is taking advantage of the sacraments. I have to say. It's like, I was coming to this episode and I'm like, okay, then I'll just think about all the honorable mentions, right? Like, oh, praise and worship can be so helpful. Like different postures of prayer. Like if you're kneeling during prayer, that can be so beneficial. Putting your hands up for prayer, like can be very, all these things. And I'm like, sacraments are so much more than an honorable mention. So that's why I have to talk about them real quick, even though, you know, of course this is long as it always is because I'm long-winded.
Yeah, but then you added me, and I'm
like, that's very fun. Hopefully it's fun for listeners.
It's fun for us.
Everyone's gone.
There's no more listeners.
I like it. Anyway, but I think when we are maintaining in a state of grace, and meaning that means staying away from sin as much as possible, coming to the Lord as much as possible, and receiving His grace, our prayer is so much fuller, so much better. It's so much more Him than us, because it's His grace. And the sacraments, meaning receiving the Eucharist, going to confession, being in the presence of our Lord in adoration, all these things have made such a giant impact on my prayer that I'm like, I want you, listener, I want you to be able to take advantage of this as well. And I mean, I could go on and on. Like I could make probably 50 more minutes of talking about just confession alone. But friends, if there is sin in your heart, and if you have been regularly sinning, or if it's just built up over time, I promise you, it is harder. It is harder to pray. And it's not because God doesn't love you. It's not because He's not there with you, because He loves you. But sin holds us down. And it is when we're making choices to turn away toward God and turn toward vanity or pride or whatever sin that we struggle with, it is so hard to look back to Him because we are so entranced by whatever's going on with us. And I have had so many very, very beautiful and awesome experiences after confession that I'm like, oh man, this is real. This is actually real, because He comes and takes it all away, takes all this heaviness, this weight from our sin, and He comes to us. And I know He does that through baptism. I know that He does that through all of the ways He purifies us. But in confession, He wipes that, and then we can come to Him and see Him so much clearer. It's beautiful. So if you are not regularly participating in the sacraments, guys, I cannot tell you how wonderful it is. Please try it out. Yeah. And then also you and I were just talking about adoration, how beautiful it is. Like if there is a way for you to get to adoration, I cannot tell you how much that transforms your prayer, because you're sitting in the presence of the physical body of Jesus. It's crazy.
Yeah. How can it not transform you?
Right.
Like it is efficacious.
It's Him.
It's going to happen. He's going to do what He says He's going to do. Yeah.
Yes.
And He's right there.
Yes. And Mass, too, has become more and more and more important to me, because receiving Him regularly, I'm like, we're in it. We're together. This is me and you. Like, this is the work I'm doing, even if it's sweeping the floor, it's not me. It's you doing it. And, like, having Him in me, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
So I just had to like finish that off, give us sacraments. Is there anything else? I like, we talked a little bit about praise and worship. It can be so, so, so helpful.
It's so good.
So helpful. And I'm sure there are other like beautiful things that we're missing.
Yeah. I think that's what's beautiful about the Catholic Church and just a relationship with the Lord, as like, there are so many good things. Like there's no right way to do it.
Totally.
And so like, if there is a thing that is holding you back, or if you're like, I am not experiencing these like romantic feelings with Jesus or whatever, then it is like asking a friend, like, what's working for you? What's a new idea? And then just change it up. Like, we're not bound to these things of prayer, and that if you're not making it a time with Jesus every day, then something's got to switch it up. Like you get to, there's so many things you can do.
Yes. You're so right. And giving the first fruits of your planning is a huge way to do that. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. This was so nice.
This was so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Yay. We're sitting in my closet and it's warm.
It's warm. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
It's so warm.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt and I made the bold choice of no shirt under. Bold. So it's on.
That's you.
That's me.
You're bold.
I'm bold.
Yeah. Well, but we do it because this is an awesome conversation. So thank you so much. I hope it's been useful to you, whoever's listening on the other end. And we're praying for you. We prayed for you before this. I'm praying for you guys all the time. And please pray for me. And pray for me because I'm about to have
like in days.
I'm about to have a baby. I'm so excited. Please pray for me in my prayer postpartum. And if you want to stay tuned for when the episodes are going to be starting back up again, you're going to be seeing teasers as it comes closer on Instagram. So you can look on there, the Better Part Pod, at the Better Part Pod. That's what you say. And I keep wanting to say .com.
Oh, yeah, do it. That's not it. BetterPartPod.com.
It's going to be useful. It's not going to be useful to you. But you could go on there. That's where you'll see teasers. Or if you just are subscribed to this podcast, you'll see when the episodes start up again. If you would like to give feedback on what the next series looks like, please look at my little form that I have up on Instagram. And in some of the show notes, I can put it on these show notes as well. And so I would love to hear from you. And I would love to hear from you before that. If you want to reach out, it's thebetterpartpod@gmail.com is my email. So I am going to say goodbye for now. Yeah. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much again for being here today. If you know of anyone who could gain from this episode, would you please share it with them? You never know how God might be calling you to bring someone else closer to Him. I'd also just love it if you came back, so please subscribe to this podcast and join me for future episodes. And until then, may God bless you.